Hey everyone, welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I am your host, Rosie Acosta, yoga teacher and teacher trainer, mindfulness coach, speaker, and creative writer. I am also the founder of RadicallyLoved.com, a website where you can go for more information about yoga, mindfulness, meditation, and lifestyle advice. On this podcast, we talk to people within our health and wellness community that are creating content through the ritualistic practice of yoga, meditation, or overall mindful living. We hope to create value in your life so that you can achieve your highest potential and live a radically loved life. To stay in touch with us, just follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Rosie Acosta and on Facebook at Radically Loved Rosie. You can sign up for our newsletter on radicallyloved.com to stay up to date on future workshops, retreats, and latest podcasts. I hope that Radically Loved Radio leaves you feeling inspired to create something powerful. My teacher, Yoga Rupa Rod Stryker, says, if you powerfully believe in the value you have to offer the world, your love and passion for it will be an unstoppable force. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, have you ever wondered if there are red flags that you are overlooking in your relationship? I have. And, you know, 14 years later, I'm just kidding. No, but there actually are red flags that are important to note when you're dating somebody. And so a lot of you out there have emailed us inquiring about these kinds of questions. If there are certain things you should look for when you first start dating somebody or after a while, and what things are okay, what things are not okay. And so I started to do some research, and I actually found this really great article on the Huffington Post about red flags in a relationship. And so I thought I'd share the top five with you because I thought they were great. And it's something really important that I think that we all need to be focusing on, because sometimes we could be that person. Right? So when you really want a romantic relationship to work, it's easy to ignore your partner's less than redeeming qualities. So you might find yourself justifying bad behavior or overlooking certain things that might make them seem a little less loving, etc. So the first thing is big red flag if your partner badmouths their exes all the time. So if your partner talks badly about one of their exes, this is a huge red flag, because this begins to really speak volumes of this person's behavior. And you don't know if this is the type of behavior that has deteriorated these previous relationships. So no relationship ends only because one person's behavior. If your partner acts victimized by their ex, one day they will likely play the victim card in their relationship with you, perhaps. So it's just something to notice. And plus, I've always been the type of person that if you're going to badmouth anyone, it doesn't matter whether you were in a relationship with them or not. Anytime you talk shit about somebody, it says more about you than it does about the person that you're talking shit about. Side note. The next one is, your partner gaslights you, causing you to doubt yourself and your perception of reality. So gaslighting is when your partner knows that your intuition is correct, but tries to muddy the waters by causing you to second guess yourself, like suggesting that you are overreacting or completely off base. A master gaslighter facilitates this process in nuanced and subtle ways so that it's not obvious what is happening. For example, you hear a woman's voice in the background when you're partner calls you from his business trip, but when you question him about it, he convinces you it was your imagination and that it was something he was watching on TV or she was watching on TV, even though you could have sworn the voice called your partner's name. So gaslighting is damaging because not only is a partner lying, but they are messing with your reality, which adds an extra layer of betrayal, and it jeopardizes your mental health. So this is something that Kimberly Resnick Anderson, she's a sex therapist and associate professor of psychiatry at UCLA School of Medicine. She's got tons of articles that you can look up, and she's actually really brilliant. Maybe we can get her on the podcast. The next thing is, your partner refuses to make an effort to spend time with your family and friends. A less notable but meaningful concern is when your significant other welcomes you into their friendship and family circles but refuses to attend events and social functions in your social, family, and professional life. Ideally, it should flow both ways, right? With invitations to join your significant other's life milestones, occasions, and also with demonstrations of interest and enthusiasm about your friends, family, and life events. If you notice that you are always making excuses for why your partner is never free to join in your social settings, this may be a cause for an honest conversation. So, you know, don't disregard it. Number four, your partner is rude or mean to strangers. So pay attention to the small things, how they interact with the server at the restaurant, with their barista, with their Uber driver or a stranger at Trader Joe's. Like, harsh treatment of strangers can say a lot about how they view others. So note, the bad behavior towards strangers typically evolves into how they eventually will treat you. This is huge, and this is something that I look for just in any relationship around friend, acquaintance, partner. It's super important. The last thing I want to share is your partner having a hard time or having trouble apologizing. I've often heard people say, oh, she doesn't like to apologize or he doesn't like to apologize. But when I know that he or she's sorry, they don't apologize much. So in a sense, say he doesn't apologize, but he makes up for it by being nice after. Being able to apologize is a sign of maturity. It says, I'm willing to be accountable. I can admit my mistakes. The red flag here is that over time, your relationship will suffer if only one person is owning up to the misdeeds. That means typically you're the one that's being a little bit more mindful of the situation. So just notice things that usually you can feel. Trust your intuition. Like, people know the truth. It's like when you love somebody, you can't sometimes articulate it, but you know that you do. You know that you care. Same thing when something's just not right. Trust yourself and trust that you know what's going to serve your highest good. I pray that you have a loving and supporting community around you that can help you see the truth. And if anything, know that this community and we, all of us here, we're here for you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I am so excited to continue to do this. Please share this with your friends. Email us, message us on Instagram at Rosie Acosta or on Twitter at Rosie Acosta. Subscribe on iTunes, write a review. We love doing this, so please help us continue to keep this podcast going. Thanks for listening.